All right. You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's time for the Insight Hour. And as you contemplate the nine, a little Beethoven to start us off so that I can go off. Yes, tonight we're going to be talking about what's most important to you. It's what's happened to all your money, boo-hoo! To do that. It just sends my soul just reeling when I do this. It gives me the spirit, you know. I feel like a galloping horse. I feel like running over. But what we'll do is we'll just do the work that is given to me, which is to tell you that you are listening to Mission Possible Radio, brought to you by nobody in particular, and carried over the airwaves by bbsradio.com. I want to welcome all you out there. You know, Don Newsom is happy for those of you who are listening online, but we realize exactly what day it is. What's happening here is that we have far more people downloading and listening at their leisure and their pleasure, because then they know they can grasp the truth as it comes. You see, the kind of people that come on at this time of night, and you know what day it is, and you know what time it is, or the kind of people that want to get you started, because this is, and I, you know, and Reverend Rossi has told you, that Sunday is Monday. Uh-huh. It's the first day of the week, and I'm telling you, we get into it as we speak. You know, one of the things that I like to lecture on a lot is the Clinton Society. Now, I call it the Clintonian Society, which is kind of like a radioactive ion in our society. It's called the Clintonian Society, and it was launched back in 1992 in terms of presidential timber. And what the Clintonian Society has gave us, and what is left us with, and what it's trying to put over on us now, holy smokes, what are they smoking? I don't know what they're taking, but we're on to them. You know, I want to remind you, all those of you who are brain dead, because you know, even Cheney and Karl Rove know that you don't remember anything more than 5 seconds unless you kill somebody. Then you might remember it for about 15 minutes, America. And I'm telling you, I know that you're not listening right now, so I might as well just dress down America so it can put on some clothes. Ooh, cause the emperor ain't got no clothes. Freddy's dead. Freddy's dead. Ooh, yeah. And your fanny's hanging out. Oh my goodness. Freddie Mac. Oh. When I say the word Mac, I think of pimp. And I do believe that's exactly what has happened. A organization that was started by the government to help people get them into homes, been pimped off by some private financiers and Wall Street players, and now they want to give it back. Well, isn't that a neat trick, folks? Trick Mac. You see, this is what you get in a Clintonian society. You get an awful lot of good-looking people. But you know what my father said? When you're looking good, you're looking bad. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you open up your eyes and you really look at it, would you want to live next to these people? Would you want them as your neighbors? Go ahead. Put them in the White House. That's where they belong. My father said they're the right fools for the job. It don't matter whether they're Republican or Democrat. What I'm dealing with, what the boss is dealing with, is going to go down no matter what. That's why I don't get caught up in all of the prettiness or the ugliness of this here race. It can't be anything else. It's so pretty and polite. That's what I want to tell you. They're just so polite. I mean, you know, the New Yorkers testing the system. Really testing the system. But they shouldn't have tested with the Muslim issue, because you're messing with the second largest religion next to Christianity on the planet. We're talking 22% of the world population practices Islam. Now, we have a government that stands, I mean, President Bush, way just about 2 months ago, I told y'all, if you just pay attention to the news, you'll see it. But he came on, he says, okay to read the Quran. We got the okay from the Fuhrer that we can read the Quran, that he wasn't going to go after them. You see how deceptive it all is? But I figure any publicity is better than no publicity, so I guess it's working for Obama, and if he just doesn't give it any juice, he'll probably outlive it, and those who are livid will show their expression on voter day. So I don't know who yanked the chain, I don't know who's doing it, but you know, you have to remember, historically, it was Henry Luce who put JFK, along with George Smathers, in the White House, all, and wasn't Henry Luce part of the China lobby, and wasn't he a Republican? And how did they say thank you to Henry? Well, they gave John Alex McCone, and that's a whole nother story, the CIA. And then you had the whole thing where you got the whole CIA, gave that to John Alex McCone. Okay. You see, when I start doing my history, I find out exactly what's going on. But before we do that, let's look at what's already gone down, you know. It seems that the Clintonian society of the past and the one that's getting ready to take up the White House, if you're so silly to elect them, and I mean them. You see, you really can't understand it. Why is it that this man can't stand on? Why is he seeking out a man who has played both sides of the argument and has done nothing but put money in his friends' pockets? He don't line his own pockets. That comes to him in other ways, like the way we all fawning over him. I mean, I'm not, but the rest of y'all, you know, the only person I'm going to get excited about showing up is God. And I hope that God come down here and tell on everybody. But until he does come, I guess I'll just do the job, all right? And that means is that although you may not like my style, you better hurry up and understand that I'm going to give you the facts. And when you start talking about Bush, Baker, Benson, Clinton type of people, and you start to use words that restrict the sense of what it is to be United States of America, when you start moving around and you start saying that it doesn't no longer apply to certain amounts of people, and then it only applies to descendants of Europeans, or people that pay taxes, or people that have... When you start making all these categories and you start putting it all together and you start vying for it, then you don't have an America. If you have to go around pandering for the minority vote after all this overcoming, then we don't have an America. And the boss knows this. That's why Reverend Roxy has to pray for America. Because I'm praying that you'll wake up and get it. That these guys are yanking your proverbial political one vote chain. And until you understand that the only thing you can do is a U-turn, everything will survive and the world will stand up. And although they won't forgive us our debts, they may not take off our heads. Oh, speaking of taking off our heads, what's tomorrow, everybody? Oh, it's Bastille Day. What a quaint holiday, France. But you know, America, you better understand what Bastille and why them people went over there and had a revolution, why we as a country backed that revolution, because we're not into paying our debts. We like to default on our debts. We like to renege by waging war. So, when you go to Lafayette Park, you go check out the statues. You check out the statues that are facing the White House, and you're going to find one Polish man, one French man, no, two French men, and one English man. You ain't going to find no homegrown America. Then you got a dead man sitting in a chair overlooking a monument of another dead man who they didn't like and listen to. That's why we got. And you better hurry up and wind this one up because it's part of our history. How the heck did we get parties of opposition? Where did that all come from? We was all hunky-dory to pass the Constitution. Ain't that right? With a lot of objection. Ain't that right? So everybody came kicking and screaming to the table. It was only a matter of time when you don't have no God that you're going to begin to oppose each other on issues that are important to you. But America, you done forgot all of that, and just like I shouldn't be talking about JFK, what the heck is it for me to be talking about Federalists or Democrats or the difference between Republicans? It don't matter to America, does it? No. What matters to you is Freddie Mac and Freddie Mae, and it better mean something to you because you see, everybody thinks that when people get into business that the government, especially when they take over the business of the government, see, that's what you have to understand. So for you to understand this, Freddie Mae, they won't tell you these things. Why? They're just what you call guilty of omission. And you ain't going to find Obama or McCain talking about these things, because if they start talking about this, they won't be able to be president. You see what I'm saying? They'll pull the plug. My gecko guru just saying click, 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 click. And that usually is when it's the truth, it's the truth. Now, you understand that from the very beginning, since we've had elections, there's always been a group of people who come together to nominate those who they see as be worthy to be running for political office. They call it a caucus. Now, when America was started, they wasn't thinking about you. They wasn't thinking about you either. And who is that you? Well, who were they thinking about? If they wasn't thinking about me and you, who were they thinking about? Well, if you own property, you in, you it. If you pay taxes, you in, you it, you know. And if you help the government, no matter what, you in for sure. And it's been going on since the very beginning. But then right around 1840, the state started, because here's where it gets good. You know, George had his problems when they started going west, you know. He was like, whoa, before all this time, you know, I had my friends. We was running this thing. We was making treaties. We was doing all kinds of things, discovering things, fighting Indians, fighting the Spanish, fighting English, fighting. Then all of a sudden, they was no longer fighting, huh? They was no longer fighting militant Europe, who was rankling over having had to make the treaty, knowing that they was going to come back for some more. And the some more that they came back for is what you all are experiencing right now. Now, why don't I include myself in all of that? Because I done told you. I never bought it. That's why I sit where I sit, saying what I say to you. Because if you don't find this refreshing, then I guess you're part of the problem. That's what I want to say. This is a test. I'm testing the system, you know. And this isn't ours. This is a nation that's gone around doing the world's business. And that's the problem. Had we stayed isolationists, if we had been unconcerned as a government for private tiers and private business, we wouldn't be in this mess. Maybe we wouldn't be, but the world would be a lot better off. You see. When, and who said that I said at the beginning? When it shall be said in any country, in any world, my poor are happy, neither ignorance nor distress is to be found among them. My jails are empty of prisoners. My streets are beggars. The aged are not in want. The taxes are not oppressive. The rational world is my friend, because I am a friend of its happiness. When these things can be said, then may that country boast of its constitution and its government, you know. And if everybody wants to be a fundamentalist when it comes to the American government, then you better remember what the first Maine man said, and he was a Mason. So, you know, you could take it and then let's start the revolution if you don't believe any of these people had anything good to say. But he said, he said that the word, the name American must always exalt the pride of patriotism. Well, what does that mean today? We know, there's that gecko again. What does that really mean today? To be patriotic. Somebody want to call in and tell me what the meaning is, you know? Your silent majority getting ready to be hustled and hassled throughout this hot summer with nothing to say. Well, maybe because you already know that what you're supposed to have after all these years is faith. Oh, I love to talk about faith. Yeah, you know, Because, you know, it was the first time I heard it. You know, I'll tell you, I know people say it's silly, but I ran for president in 1992, kind of like spiritually alongside Clinton, you know what I'm saying? Because I'll tell you, I used to be in a band, and this is before I accepted God and Jesus and said, hey, you know, I got to hurry up and pray more, because if I don't, I'm going to become a very angry and dangerous individual. So I had to neutralize that hate. I had to neutralize it and turn it into a passion, so that I could be the kind of patriot for God. And if I do for God, then I know I do for my country, you see. And so as I stood up and tried to inform people of why they may not want to go with William Jefferson Clinton, because even his name will tell you his fame. It'll tell you his roots, which some people say they ain't too sure about where he come from, but I'll tell you this. I think I might have found some of his relatives that make sense. They go all the way back to the French. They go all the way back to a French foreign minister who was given asylum by George Washington and retired as a gentleman in upstate New York. Okay? So when you start dealing with these people, they're very real people. But anyhow, I don't want to get off on that, because that's a whole nother story. That's why, folks, you know, I think what I'm going to do, because I'm not really interested in whether you call me. That's why. If you ain't listening, you'll pick it up later. You know what I'm saying? Because someday I'm going to be greater, because I'm telling you the truth. And that means I move up the ranks as I tell you the truth. And what I say to you, you can check it out, because I check it out before I say it. And my sources or cross-reference two or three times before I say it. But if it come out their mouth, then they're going to have to hear it over and over and over again. Here's what Clinton said. And let me tell you something. When the Clinton speak, just say it in reverse. That's how you do it. Because these people are, they ain't dealing with the real. You know what I'm saying? That's what the boss says. And Reverend Roxley prays for everyone that you get it. So, boss got to give it to you tonight, because I'm excited. You know gold is holding, folks. I done told you, we done gone away again. It's up to 964, going up and down, 964.20, 964.30. What does that mean? I mean, this is if you had been listening to me when I first started this show, back when? June 17, 2007, your little investment would have made, even if you had only invested one, you'd have made 300 and some odd useless dollars. With inflation, that's not too bad, that you could have invested into some silver that's gone through the roof. You could have taken $8,000 or $1,000 and turned it into something. So all I want to say to you is that some people would say, well, what would Reverend Roxley think about this? And she would say, well, you know, God and Jesus tells you to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to give to God what is God. So I know that the kind of wealth that I will be able to accumulate in the future will be because of God's good graces, not because I have a mind to invest in gold or silver or oil. But now, boss says, Reverend Roxley, can you help me put a prayer out there? Because now these here rich people are now crying boo-hoo-hoo about the speculators in the market. Well, some of those speculators are little folks like you and me and other people who are trying to do it so that when the caca hits the fan, there may be something that we can play with in the name of the community, because that's what a politician supposed to worry about. Politics is the science of citizenship. Now, unless we are all deciding that we no longer want to be citizens of America, then we had better hurry up and do something here. Because fundamentally, the Constitution says what? And it ain't going to change no matter how much whiteout they put on it, how many amendments they put on it. When we get sick of this, when we are absolutely too tired with this American system of government, we have permission within our Constitution to tear it apart and make a new one. Uh-huh. How many bright stars out there would like to have a chance to do what our forefathers did? How many of you would like to send these here sons of bankers and sons of, oh, I'm not going to say it. Reverend Roxy will just give me a lecture next week about using the B word. But if I was to use it, it would be, oh, my goodness. So God has a hold on me and says, just hold your tongue and just tell him what I told you to tell him. And I was to tell you about Clinton, you know, and to warn, you know, Clinton, Bill Clinton, he had the audacity to warn us about the bad habit of depending too much on the government and urged Americans to take more responsibility, not only for themselves, well, he said ourselves and our families, but for our communities and our country. Bold, quote, bold and persistent experimentation, unquote, will be needed to help government solve the nation's problems. I dare say, ooh, this is me. I dare say the executive branch of government is the nation's problem. Mm-hmm. Can you get it? Let me repeat it. The boss is telling you now, on July 13th, on the eve of Bastille Day, or whatever you want to call it in French, as they're celebrating their public holiday, Vive la France, showing us the way. It was the executive branch of government. This is the number one problem of this nation. Got it? If you don't know what and who the executive branch is, go ahead and type it in. Go ahead and type it in for historical reference, then go to 1947 and the reorganization of the executive branch. And then from there, watch how this monster that was the executive branch created to be a balance between the powers which reside inside the government. Watch how this thing grows, and watch how it grows and grins and consumes us if we do not. And I'll tell you something. When Bill Clinton holds his head up, he better remember that the only reason he became president is because we had an ailing economy. He attacked it. He said, you vote me in office, I'm going to fix it. He didn't fix nothing. What he did was he gave him and his cronies an opportunity to derail any hope, and that's what he was saying, we could have had. He did things like hire Republicans as his counsel, and by the time he got finished, his best friend was found dead. Before he finished, he went after NAFTA, and he hooked our economy with Mexico. Does anyone want to remember his campaign self-description? Huh? You really want it? I'll give it to you so you remember it. If y'all are suffering right now and you don't know what's happening in the Democratic Party, you have to remember that it was Bill Clinton who coined the phrase, a different kind of Democrat. Well, okay. Now, 1992 to 2008, I agree, we are definitely looking at some different kinds of Democrats. And that's all right. Does anybody want to remember Bill Clinton? That's why she didn't win. We're smarter than that. Hillary kept saying, and look to my husband. My husband, he done did a lot of good things for all of you. And my husband, forget it, my husband's good friend is George Bush Sr. Yeah, he showed him everything he know about finances. And he showed him how to milk out all he could out of those construction loans in Arkansas and all that money that came through, and he made sure that all his friends got their money. Then it come to bite him on the butt when he had to go with that white water and start opening up all kinds of cans of worms that they're still sitting on. Lord have mercy if anybody got in that office worth his salt. First thing they do is dismiss the entire Justice Department, the entire legal system, and tell them you're all in conflict of interest. That would make more sense than coming up here talking about we need some change. Boy, if we need change, we need to get rid of these rascals. And that's the truth. Yeah, but you're all scared, and I know they got microwaves and all kinds of things getting ready to bombard me, but guess what? None of that stuff affects me. Bullets 45s, all those kind of things may affect me, but I'm leaving behind something that they ain't never going to be. I'm leaving behind a thought. You know, on July 20th, well, y'all, you just remember, I'm going to be doing a show on July 20th, and I'm going to be dealing with Vincent W. Foster, because I'm going to be talking to you about deception. I'm going to be talking to you about political elements and law enforcement and all the rest of it that comes together so that they can lie and they can take out anybody. A lot of suicides, a lot of anything, you know. But does anybody remember that? Vincent Foster. And I'm going to explain to you why right now, why Vincent had to die. I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to read you something out of a book. And then when it's over, I'll tell you what the book is, if you care. If you call me, I'll tell you what I'm reading from. If you know who I'm reading from, then you don't need to call me. So keep still. This is the boss, RJ, and this is Mission Possible, and the mission is possible. And this is your dress down for the week, because there's going to be some serious changes going on. So don't be buying all that pie in the sky. Ask good questions of these candidates and put them on the hot seat and get it all straight as to which direction they're going. Strong dollar or weaker dollar? What are we doing here? Is everybody moving to Paraguay? Is everybody going to run Venezuela? I already got friends moving down to Brazil, and they're the upper echelon of the high spiritual world, so to speak. I mean, basically, maybe they're just a bunch of Nazis who know better to go where they need to go because they don't want to have to deal with this no more. They could have seen it. Well, anyhow, when I play it back, it might make sense. But anyhow, I'm going to go back to a time where you're going to understand why we have a Clinton and a Bush, all right? The SNL crisis and BCCI, they don't want me to talk about this because this is why Sodom had to so pseudo-swing. And that's not like of any execution I ever seen, but maybe because they don't have too many of them, but it ain't their normal way of doing it. And I know that they've been hanging, maybe because they hung him instead of cut his head off. But they shouldn't have done anything to him. They should have kept him around because we might have needed him for but there's enough evidence on these people. But let me give you a little explanation here. Little explanation about why they have some explaining to do. But it's true. We just bail them out. You know, it's bailout, bailout. Just like Freddie Mac and Freddie Mac are getting ready to be bailed out by the United States with useless dollars. But this is where it gets good. What foreign country is going to buy up these loans? You tell me. You know. China? Iran? Iraq? England? Who's going to buy it? I don't know, but let's see. The SL crisis and BCCI. During the Reagan administration, rules regulating the practices of savings and loans institutions were relaxed, creating an influx of speculation, not to mention outright thievery. In a normally conservative financial zone. Normally conservative financial zone. Well, we'll take that up next week. Just remember I said that, okay? Well, now here come the word. Vice President Bush took the helm of the Task Force on Financial Regulation in charge of this area of financial investment, and may also have been in charge of systematic looting of the nation's savings and loans associations by the intelligence community and associated organized crime elements. Oh, I know. I'm talking conspiracy, right? Well, then you go ahead and conspire to see how you're going to pay for all these federal debts and deficits and why it is we have to bail out the SNL people. So if I'm dealing with a conspiracy here, then this is the biggest joke of all, because this is exactly what happened, and real fines were paid. But I'm going to go on before I get too overexcited. You know, I just want you to wake up. Send this to your friends. If anybody's listening to this, I'm not trying to send you out there, spin you off to make you feel bad. I'm sending you out there to make sure you know where your wealth, where your stored up wealth is lying. You see what I'm saying? Because it may be lying to you. What you think you're worth. What you think you're going to pass on to your children. What your children should have, right? Oh, don't get me started. Give it to them now. Let them make your own decisions. There isn't anything else for you to do but to settle up your debts if you can before they pull the plug. Let me show you here. So they put Bush, or he put himself, and remember, this man went to college, and he did study finances, investments. You see what I'm saying? He studied all of that stuff, but he had been studying it because he'd been running drugs for some time. You know, he liked to fly, he liked to do those speedboats and everything. And plus, he was doing that intelligence community stuff, that bump, 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 bump stuff, you know, and programming and working in the Phoenix program and terrorizing women and men, you know what I'm saying, and opening up little girls. Yeah, boss can talk like that. And the Reverend Roxy don't mind her talk like that because it's true. There's an awful lot of power in that. And that is the truth. And if you don't believe me, go on over there and listen to David Icke tell you about it. And he ain't got no axe to grind against these people. It's just what you find out when you start doing your homework, when you start investigating. You find these things out. They don't want you to know this. They don't want you to know what a sick, perverted bunch of people they really are. And how many people they've damaged over the years. And this is going on for some time. That's why I guess people are feeling so hopeless. You know what I'm saying? And that's true. But let me get back to this. Because some, you know, you say, well, gee, if you keep on pontificating and elaborating, I'll never be able to know whether I know where this is coming from. Okay. I'm feeling good tonight, folks. Here we go. And may also have been in charge of systematic looting of the nation's savings and loans associations by the intelligence community and associated organized crime elements, like the Gambino family. Why do you think Hillary's over there sitting in the Senate from New York when she born in Chicago and we got a president from Chicago and we got all the mafia there? Come on, folks, make some, connect the dots, you know? Don't make me have to just mush it in your face next week. Just keep mushing it in your face. It costs money for me to do this. As soon as y'all wake up, I won't have to do this no more. I can watch you all be happy to do what's necessary. They are. What they think is necessary is to get rid of us all, to silence us all, to discredit us all, to ridicule us. If you can't ridicule history, no, you only can rewrite it. And they want a chance to do that, too. And so do I. So do I. I don't want them to get away with nothing. I want them to get everything they have coming to them and more. And for every person that they have put in jail over some BS insignificant crap to those educated people say, what is it, obfuscate? Well, just to conceal and just make y'all crazy and deceiving. What is that? Somebody call me and say how you pronounce that word. It's hard for me to pronounce that word. It's systematic looting of the nation's savings and loans. You keep on saying that, RJ, by the intelligence community and associated organized crime elements. That's why Hillary's in New York, okay? That's why we have a president to be from Chicago, okay? And another one who's married to a mob princess through alcohol inheritance, okay? We're dealing with a bunch of den of thieves and godless people. They don't even have churches they can point to and say they go to. They just run around saying they believe in God. But their God is mammon. Their God is position. Their God is money, you see. So I feel sorry for them. I pray for them every day. That's what Reverend Roxy tells me to do. Well, let's get back to this. I want to give you some information here because that's what this show's about. Let me see what time it is. I got to see what time. I got to do a... Oh, good. It's 6:34 p.m. I hope you're having a good time. All two of you out there. But, you know, it's really good. Here we go. In research into 27 SNL failures during the 1990s, that's not too far, is it? Can we go back to the 1990s? I'm never too sure how far. You want to go back 2 minutes, America? But I'm going back to 1990, okay? In the research of 27 SNL failures during the 1990s, evidence showed that a large percentage of these businesses had been owned by individuals with ties to the CIA, and that many of these institutions had made large and often unsecured loans to individuals linked to the CIA and organized crime. Profits that were accrued from the looting of the SNLs were sometimes used in financing of the Contra movement. Predictably, the CIA moved to block the investigation of operatives connected to the SNL and bank failures. One case of an SNL nosedive is instructive. Stephen Halper. Now go look up his name, S-T-E-F-A-N. Capital H-A-L-P-E-R. He's still around. Oh, we could talk to him. I'd like to bring him down. And then there's a Harvey D. McLean Jr. They were co-workers on the campaign for Bush in 1980. Halper had always been a son-in-law of, he was supposed to be the son-in-law of Ray Klein. McLean, and type these people in, Ray, R-A-Y-C-L-I-N-E, and McLean is spelled M-C-C-L-E-A-N. I like that one. Harvey, the rabbit, you know, McLean, like clean out your bank account, and associate of Mafia Don, Carlos Marcelli. Type his name in, and he was implicated in the Kennedy assassination by various researchers. C-A-R-L-O-S-M-A-R-C-E-L-L-O. Okay, so this guy, Herman K. Beebe, B-E-E-B-E, provided funds for the Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, National Bank, with which Halper, H-A-L-P-E-R, and McLean, M-C-C-L-E-A-N, founded in 1983. Now, this bank engaged in lending to persons and organizations, provided aid to the Contras, funds which included money sent to Oliver North, O-L-I-V-E-R, N-O-R-T-H, Swiss bank accounts. Now, remember I said Swiss bank accounts, because this is where the Foster crimes come in, because them numbers, these accounts, this is what this murder was all about, these accounts. Because while all this was going down with Oliver North, we had then governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, you see what I'm saying, running and cleaning and sending the monies here and there and cleaning and doing the money thing, you know, the whole thing. He was running millions of dollars through his state. And then when you look at how that's all happening, you have to also look at an organization called the Southern Governorship, where all the Southern governors, they decided, well, who's the Southerner? They got all the Southerners. They come together and they decide what they're going to do as a voting bloc. And that's both Democrat and Republicans. They all go to that one and they decide. Don't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, we all got to close ranks and we got to get this. Well, Halper, H-A-L-P-E-R, you know, he set up a legal defense for North. So this is all stuff you can check out. Another bank failure was Vision Bank. I like that one. Vision Bank Savings, owned by Robert L. Corson, C-O-R-S-O-N, identified as a money launderer by the federal sources. So you got your federal government looking at all these people, and also reputed CIA operative. Now, you see how it gets all like, uh-oh, he's one of the enterprise. Okay, leave him alone. We can't do anything for that one. See how it works, folks? If you got the cover of the CIA or the FBI or the DIA, and now the NSA and the NSC, these are even bigger than the FBI and the CIA because they got their own intelligence communities and they got their own security forces, but what they do is they just hire each other, and when you retire from one, you go to the other, so you carry your dossier and all your secrets with you, and you just move up the ranks. And maybe, if you're lucky, you too, by 1988, have your chance to sit in the White House. An intelligence agent finally makes it to be president of the United States. How long did it take? Well, it was founded in 1947, but he was working for the OSS. He was working for ONI. He was working for all these people. This is Gorgeous George. This is mom talking swing Papa City here. We're talking, they don't call him Poppy for nothing. This man is dangerous, folks. And you elected him president of the United States. And then you went and elected his son president of the United States. In other words, back-to-back stupid thievery and cover-up. And now you're getting ready to elect a black man who sits very close to Clinton, who sits very close to Bush, who's all about fleecing the people and smiling while they're doing it. And bend over, I got something for you. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're saying, and that's what they do. Let me get back to this, because as I get this information out here, you know, people have died because of this information, and it's because of BBSRadio.com. you know, that this kind of stuff can get out here one more time. And if one person takes this serious, if one person downloads and starts to do this along with the boss, you'll see that we can begin to do this in numbers, because this stuff is whack. And I want you to all look at the Green Party. I want you to encourage Cynthia McKinney to run. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to back a black woman who's been thrown out of Congress and voted back in and thrown out again. Least she could do is be Obama's conscience. Least she could be his vice president and sit on that silly Senate. You know? I gotta do a show tomorrow on electromagnetic frequencies on Talk Show Radio. You can go over there. Or End Organized Crime. It's a Miriam Schneider. You can check it in. Anybody interested, I'll be over there. I'm going to be guest speaking on that. You know, I got some ideas about it, but basically, you know, it isn't until we begin to rely less upon all the things that have been created by stupid, including this, including the Internet. We wouldn't need this if there was world peace, if everybody could talk. We wouldn't need this. This is what we need. We ain't going to need it all the time. We're going to be able to get away because we are going to come together. We're going to pull up to the table and we will be able to negotiate our realities and our dreams. This is important, folks. And what's important is for you to understand how much Jeb and Neil Bush, as a result of all the SL bankouts, how much money has been defaulted on. The brothers have got rich. Let me give you an example. The Bush family. I'm talking about the smart sons, that's Jeb and Neil, okay? They made out like bandits during this here collapse of the SL. They got, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC that you see on all the banks there, absorbed a $4.6 million loan that Jeb and one of his companions, a guy named Armando Codina, C-O-D-I-N-A, some kind of right-wing Cuban guy. See, you get it? Cuban American National Foundation. Oh, but you want to forget about JFK, don't you? You don't want to talk about that, don't you? Nah, it's over. You people just don't know what's getting ready to happen. And yeah, I'll be absorbed into it too. But as I'm absorbed, I'm being absorbed into God's good graces. And certainly y'all be looking at me and going, well, how does this woman know these things? You could know them too, but you're too busy trying to make a living, trying to make the ends meet while they're trying to pull the rug out from underneath you. And if it's unpatriotic for me to say those things, then I guess we really have shifted, haven't we? All it's necessary now is Mother Earth to do the same. As we shift, so will she. And rock and roll. Yippee. Anyhow, let me tell you. That's one. That's just one. They absorbed 4.6. Here's another good one. That was the Cuban American National Foundation. Why don't you type that one? I'll say that again. It's a right-wing Cuban American National Foundation. Check out and see if they're still. I still have to absorb a lot of these words and find out if these people are still alive, if they're involved in the campaigns in Arizona with McCain. I mean, you know, because as much as we can do to sort out evil amongst both camps, I think the presidents or the potential presidents will thank me. I mean, if for whatever reason, let's just say the thinnest benefit of the doubt, that John McCain truly is a patriotic leftover Republican that didn't like seeing his party usurped by them evil Eastern usurpers, those pretenders, those Connecticut Yankees, those thieving Bushes, those bank robbers, kitty molesters. Yeah. Might as well. They too much to be going around for them not to be. He's too close to everything, and he'll have to explain it. You want to come and get me? Go ahead and explain it. Explain all that difference. Explain the October surprise. Explain why you never want nobody to know where you've been, even when you was vice president. It's supposed to be a matter of public record what you're doing, because you're working for us. You got it all turned around now. It's all turned around. Another one of your sons. Here's Neil. He's good. I'm sorry I said that, but Neil Bush and two partners. Now, they was really busy. Check this one out. Maybe that's why Jeb Bush had to run for governor you know, because he only got $4.6 million, whereas his brother ain't run for nothing except himself and his family. He defaulted on even a bigger loan. He defaulted. Now, don't you wish you could do things like this, folks? This is power. You can get ready. You can wake up and you can go to sleep, and your brother can be president of the United States, and your father can be retired and collect a pension and go all around the world and talk about how bad everything is and how they're going to do this and this. But if you go and you type in Silverado, Silverado Banking Savings and Loan, $132 million rid off just like that, absorbed. Who's paying for it? Oh, I know you know, me and you. And it was his father that wrote the act that then said, bail him out. We got to bail him out. America's got to stay strong. Now, how do you bail out? If that's just one individual loan or two individual loans in one family defaulting, this is real. These are matters of, but this is the way it is in America. This is big business. When you can borrow $132 million and never pay it back. Never pay it back. This is big. This is large. I don't hear my candidates talking about such things. Maybe because it never happened. Oh. It happened. But maybe because it's old news. Gee whiz. That was 1991. What do you want? Okay, so they had to close down 62 countries, and they had banks in 62 countries. They closed down 400 subsidiaries when the whole thing in the collapse, and I guess that's where they got the idea for collapse, and it's funny that they collapsed the Trade Center. Banks collapse. Human beings collapse. You know? This is the way it goes. And where did all this money go? And when you look at the time in which it was done, because this is Neil Bush, what is he connected to? He also received $86 million, which was loaned to his own company. And he defaulted on that, too. Now, this is some big cojones, like Jackson said. He wanted to cut, you know, the ones off of Obama. Huh? You know, if I had to back these loans, you know, if the Godfather had to back these loans, and supposedly I guess you would look at the government like being the Godfather without a gun, you know. Godfather's gotten a little lax here when certain Americans can just walk off and just take this money. Where did this money go? Where does $86 million go back in the 80s? Of course you know where it goes. It went into people's noses. It went into people's countries to buy drugs and to ship arms and to do what the Congress would not let them do. Oh, these guys are so smart. But they left a trail as big as, I don't know, for a loss of words. Because sometimes it just gets me down when I have to think about all the money that was made from drug profits and arms trades and how many bankers have gone home with all kinds of different types of payoffs and things for laundering that money. You know, Time Magazine. You know it's real. I'm not talking about something that never happened. I'm just talking about something that happened that was that O word. And at the time, so many things were going on that you can now see why with him, and here's the kicker. You got his sons stealing money, because basically when you default on a loan and you never had no intention of paying it back, because in the Reagan administration they deregulated and they made the practices very much easier for people to get loans. We have this family, and we know exists in the intelligence community, that is amassing great amounts of money in the billions of dollars and millions of dollars, skimming and skimming, and you say, well, where'd all that money go? So I'm going to take the last, I don't know if there's a show after me, but I got to be tight because I say I want to do these an hour and then upload them so that I can let you all know. Some of this stuff's really good, and I want to edit it and put it together because I'm not sitting here just stroking myself here for knowing this stuff. I'm stroking myself for knowing that I'm getting it out to you, and if only one person hears it, if only one person types any of the things that I said into the search engine, they can begin to be empowered to at least be able to say, oh, I know, boss told me about you. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I'm blowing people's minds when I tell them that, you know, you really got to go out and check out Brzezinski. You got to check out who Obama's foreign policy advisors are. We know who McCain's is. That's Kissinger. You know what I'm saying? But we need for you to understand who Brzezinski is, and we need to understand who the Polish people are in terms of Warsaw and the Warsaw Pact and the whole thing and how we all work in that. But before we get any further than that, there's another good researcher, Sherman Skolnick. He is a Chicago kind of guy, and he says this about BCCI. Now, remember, I told you, the Bush family done made out like bandits, because that's what they are, bandits. They're pirates, privateers, and they've been just helping themselves to the future generation's money, and I just don't know how you're going to rectify it. You have a weak and impotent Congress. You have a bought Senate. You have a paid-off Supreme Court. We have a Justice Department who is no longer interested in facts. They have their own interests. So let's look at this for a minute. Let's just talk about these committee investigations relating to the Bank of Credit and Commerce International and the October surprise deals. That's where the Iranians weren't let out until after the election. Well, actually, the day of the election that Reagan was sworn in. Well, it was said that George Bush made that deal and made a deal and spent $40 billion. $40 million was given to the Iranians to make sure that that they didn't let him go until after the elections. A source, and as a favor to Reagan, they did it on his day of his inauguration. That's history, folks. You know, go back and look if you don't care about that. All right. It's too late. Too late. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why we can't go over it then is because if you go over it right then and there, you die. And that's what happened to Danny Casolaro. That's why we have to get to the bottom of this thing, man. There's a son out there that had a daddy that didn't come home, and there's many other journalists out there who are hooked onto this story who don't come home and die in the most mysterious way. Vince Foster is one of them, you know. A source on the committee recently told me, and this is Sherman Skolnick, who's an investigator, told me that the committee wanted to bring out the fact that there are large private business deals, not government to government, but private business deals between George Bush and former Panamanian dictator General Manuel Noriega, and between Bush and Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Now, if you all remember, but I know it's a long time. I know I hate to take you all the way back to the beginning of his presidency. But could you just for a minute look at what we did in Panama? And that was such a quick sting. We've been using our army and navy, and we've been using our army. That's why they got to come home. They're wrong to be over there. They're not doing national security. They're not protecting us. They're covering for George Bush. They're going after their enemies, their business partners. So they have business. These details went through BCCI and through another bank which interfaces with BCCI, the Banca Nazi. I like the way it's spelled, N-A-Z-I-O-N-A-L-E, Nazi, Ion, oh yeah, Del Lavro, B-N-L is what it stands for. However, there's great pressure not to bring that out at the hearing. Now, I'll tell you, shotguns, Uzis, poison, bioterrorism, electromagnetic frequencies, all kinds of things can be used against you if you talk about these things. They turn them on you, but somebody's got to do this. So if I fry right here in my chair as I'm talking to you on bbsradio.com, you're listening to The Boss RJ, and this is the Mission Possible Radio Hour, getting ready to wind up. It's 6:55. Do you know where your mind is? I'll just tell you. We'll continue this conversation next week. We have Terry to put in the mix of all of this, and I'll set him down in the middle of the election to explain to you why. Don't buy an Obama Edwards or a Obama Clinton. Make him go further, look further for his vice, because these people are just too full of vices to be vice president. And that is because they had no interest, none whatsoever, in doing what is right. And so therefore, my friends, one more time, I say, and for all of you, I know it is about completion. And so as we started, so shall we finish. And I tell you, the boss is really proud of you. I'm glad you didn't interrupt me. And for those of you who want to know how to reach me, just go to bbsradio.com. Click on Mission Possible Radio Hour and get the particulars. Other than that, you all just have yourself one heck of a week. We've already started. Seek the truth and know that the truth is a dangerous explosive.